Each year, the Space Command annually war games a first strike attack on China, set in the year 2016. They call it the Red Team versus the Blue Team. China today has 20 nuclear missiles capable of hitting the west coast of the United States. And in this computer war game, the United States tries to take out those 20 Chinese nuclear missiles. The first weapon they use is the successor to the shuttle. You've heard the shuttle is being retired. And in its place is being developed the military space plane that would fly down from orbit, drop a devastating attack, both either conventional or nuclear weapons, bunker busters that go under the ground, try to take out China's underground missile silos. And then they follow on with other weapon systems in that first strike attack. But in the computer war game, China is able to fire a few of its nuclear missiles in a retaliatory strike. And it is then that these so-called missile defense systems, what we call missile offense systems, are used. Their job, take out the remaining retaliatory capability, giving the U.S. a successful first strike attack. And so after the first strike sword lunges into the heart of China or Russia, the missile defense shield is used to take out their remaining retaliatory capability. And so, of course, this is why Russia is saying we're going to have to withdraw from the New START treaty. Because why do we want to reduce our numbers of nuclear weapons when you're surrounding us with missile offense systems? And China is saying that we're going to have to make our nuclear weapons survivable. And that's why they're buying submarines from Russia, so they can take their nuclear weapons and put them under the ocean where they can't be so easily taken out in a U.S. first strike attack.